And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making global headlines. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. All eyes are on Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, this morning. Leaders around the world are becoming increasingly forceful in their condemnation of the 33-year-old de facto leader of Saudi Arabia. Overnight, as you've been talking about earlier, we've heard the President of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, accuse Saudi Arabia and the government there of planning a premeditated murder of Khashoggi. Other world leaders are starting to voice their increasing concern about the situation and the leadership of Mohammed bin Salman. Here's the British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt yesterday.
Honourable members know that we have an important strategic partnership with Saudi Arabia involving defence and security cooperation, which has saved lives on the streets of Britain. We also have a trading partnership that supports thousands of jobs. But whilst we will therefore be thoughtful and considered in our response, I have also been clear that if the appalling stories we are reading turn out to be true, they are fundamentally incompatible with our values, and we will act accordingly.
And here's Jeremy Hunt's opposition counterpart, Emily Thornberry, talking about Mohammed bin Salman's recent record of ordering airstrikes leading to civilian casualties in countries such as Yemen.
When major civilian casualties are reported, first, they deny the reports are true. Then they deny responsibility. And when the proof becomes incontrovertible, they then say it's all a terrible mistake. They blame rogue elements. They promise that they will be punished. And they say that it won't happen again until the next time and when it does. Yeah. Exactly the same pattern that we have seen here, which speaks of a crown prince who takes his allies for fools and relies on the fact that his lies will be believed, he will be exonerated, and that everyone will return to business as usual once the publicity has subsided. Not this time. Enough! It must not happen again. The government must wake up to the reality of who the Crown Prince really is.
Meanwhile, here is the European Union's Foreign Affairs Representative Federica Mogherini, who says that the EU is not just going to wait for answers on this anymore. They're going to actively seek them.
We will not just wait for more clarity or ask for it. We will also continue to act together with our partners for achieving clarity. The European Union's reaction from now on will depend on the next steps that will be taken by Saudi authorities.
Overnight, the US Vice President Mike Pence has stopped short of saying whether the US is willing to sanction the Saudi royal family over this issue if it's proven they were involved. But Mike Pence said that they have dispatched the CIA Director Gina Haspel to Turkey to investigate the facts and report back.
We'll do what's best for the American people. We'll also make sure that the world knows the truth of what happened. And that's a promise to the family of Jamal Khashoggi.
As for the family of Jamal Khashoggi, several of them are in the Saudi Arabian capital Riyadh. Overnight, photographs have been released by the Saudi government of Jamal Khashoggi's son Salah shaking the hand of the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman alongside Khashoggi's brother Sal and King Salman of Saudi Arabia. The photographs were accompanied by a statement saying that Sal and Salah Khashoggi expressed their great thanks to the custodian of the two holy mosques and His Royal Highness the Crown Prince for their consolation on the death of the deceased. Salah Khashoggi is, incidentally, currently banned from leaving Saudi Arabia, according to the AP. He's been given a travel ban. The Crown Prince, though, is busy at the moment. Overnight, his big Saudi investor conference, often called Davos in the Desert, kicked off. There were notable absences. Business leaders and government officials have pulled out by the dozen. But there was still a big crowd and big deals were made. Hundreds of billions, just billions of dollars were invested in Saudi Arabia. Although the Crown Prince didn't seem particularly thrilled by the whole thing. At last year's conference, he was a big presence on the first day, but overnight, he only showed up for 20 minutes. He didn't speak in any official capacity. He seemed to just be there to smile and take some selfies, Fran. But he is under a bit of pressure at the moment.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.